This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Have you ever thought about the difference one little word can make in your mental outlook? Take the word have, as in I have to, and replace it with get, as in I get to. There's a world of difference between saying I have to do something and I get to do something. It's the new year. Maybe you want to incorporate some new disciplines into your life in 2017. Let's just say reading your Bible is one. What a difference there is between saying I have to read 3 to 4 chapters of the Bible today, and oh dear me, I hope it doesn't take too much time and interfere with the other things I want to do, as opposed to saying I get to read 3 to 4 chapters of the Bible today. I wonder what God may say to me in those 3 to 4 chapters of His Word today. The difference in the attitude starts within yourself as you allow God's transformative power to work in your life, creating a spirit of gratitude in you. Ken Sandy and Kevin Johnson, in their book Resolving Everyday Conflict, make this statement. When I understand and experience what God has done for me, my response moves from I should do that to I can do that, and ultimately to I want to do that. Now think about that. When we reflect on what Christ has done for us, that He has taken our place in judgment so that we can enjoy the free gift of His grace today and every day, we gratefully move from the burden of obligation to the thrill of opportunity. Reflect on that this second day of 2017. It bears repeating. When we think of what Christ has done for us, that He has taken our place in judgment so that we can live freely, enjoying the free gift of His grace every day, we gratefully move from obligation to opportunity. So when I awake tomorrow morning, I can think of my time in prayer as an obligation, something that I'm supposed to do because I'm a Christian and a preacher of God's Word, or I can look at it as an opportunity. God Himself, the Creator of the heavens and earth, has His mind on me. And by the grace of His Son, Jesus Christ, I have the opportunity to fellowship with the Maker of heaven and earth, the One who came to us, the One who wants to know me, and even more, He wants me to know Him. What a privilege. What an opportunity. See what I mean? And then I think of my family. When I walk into my house, sometimes my grandson Eli is there, and he'll often say, "Chase me, Pop Poppy." And sometimes when I come in, I'm so tired I don't really feel like chasing him. But I see that little mischievous grin on that 4-year-old's face, and his eyes are shining, and I say, "Let's go." And we tear through the house, at least until my daughter Maddie, Eli's mother, tells him and me to slow down. You see, my opportunity is to spend time with my grandson. It's something I get to do. And it's the same way with my wife and my children. I get to spend time with my wife. It's not an obligation, it's an opportunity. I get to spend time with my family. And then there's my work. I wake up on Sunday morning, and instead of saying, "I have to go to church and preach a sermon," I say, "What an opportunity. I get to preach God's Word today. I get to serve others." And it's the same on Monday when no one is watching. I get to sit under God's Word and study in preparation for Sunday. Now let's go a little deeper. What about those unpleasant tasks? It helps me if I can see these as opportunities to make positive differences for others or for events that involve other people. Doesn't mean it's necessarily fun, but at least it's an opportunity to be faithful to God in unpleasant circumstances. And the concept goes with all our obligations. They really are opportunities. So this new year, why not cultivate an opportunity concept for life rather than an obligation one? Think of it like this. If God were someone unreachable and your eternal destiny something you could only hope and wish for, think of the excitement if suddenly you realize you could know, really know God, and not live in fear of your eternal destiny. And what if you were forever separated from your loved ones, those nearest and dearest to you, as well as your friends? What if they were only people you longed to be with? but couldn't. Now think of the joy and excitement if you knew you could be with your loved ones and have a positive influence on your friends and family. Think of the change you would likely have. It would no longer be, I have to, but I get to. Start the new year with an I get to attitude rather than an I have to attitude. And stay around until next year and let me know what kind of difference it made for you. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.